Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is me, Joe, here on a day where I have to say, for the first time in Sloppy Joe's history, Joe Smith has missed an episode. It is just me and Ethan James.
Oh, hello everyone. You're probably thinking this is crap, but don't worry, it could be great fun when I get more of the spotlight instead of that gibberish fool.
Yeah, yeah, you moving more into the lap. This is like when a striker, you know, the main guy gets injured and then the subs have got, he's got their moment, do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm a bit upset that I didn't get to come to the to where you are, Joe, since there's obviously an empty seat next to you and a few cups and that. Like, I thought that could have been me instead of a few cups.
Yeah, but I didn't want to, nah. So on the show today, we have got the usual features, catching up with me and Ethan and the 1 out of 10 club. Joe Sally, though, has trench foot, which is a disease from back in the day. Don't know what he's been up to, but unfortunately, that's why he's no longer with us.
I don't believe that. I think you've made that up. I've not seen once in our group chat that he's got trench foot.
He texts me privately. You'd hide it as well, wouldn't you?
Well, why would he say he's got diarrhoea? Because that's just as embarrassing. Embarrassing.
No. I'd say I get diarrhoea every Tuesday.
Yeah, but you're just the shit himself, man. That's your identity. That's your thing.
What a fucking shit superhero that would be.
But yeah, but you've made a living off that, really, haven't
you? Made a living? How dare you? I'm a respectable broadcaster.
Yeah, but our main...
I don't turn on the fucking BBC studios and go, I do, mate, I shit myself yesterday.
Yeah, but your whole Patreon thing of when we started this thing was like, oh, we can get people involved by Joe just having stories about how he shit himself all the time. That's your... If you didn't have that, you'd be nothing.
How fucking rude is he? So, in front of us, I want to just get this out of the way with... On last week's podcast, we spoke about the carnivore diet. You said I should do it.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I said because Jordan Peterson does it and it helps. And I must stand corrected, 90% of all diseases.
What did you say last week?
I said all diseases. But it's 90% of all diseases, wow. which is still barmy.
Staggering. I don't know if I believe it, but it's staggering. So I thought I'd do that and get into the carnivore diet. And we watched a guy called Carnivore Cam or Coach Cam, who some of our patrons have actually spoke to him. And he did a pork scratching cereal.
Yeah, it looked fucking horrible.
Milk and pork scratchings. Now, first thing I have to... Have you got the bag of pork scratchings near you?
Oh, yes, Joe.
Can you... I mean, Ethan's had one task today, and the task was to provide the pork scratchings with some milk so we could eat it. What does the what have you got in front of you?
Oh, well, yes, Joe. So I've got the real pork crunch scratchings, and then I also got something that you'll be more familiar with.
What's that?
This is milk.
Yeah, I like milk.
Yeah.
But read out the pork scratchings, because these don't look like pork scratchings.
Oh, well, oh, shit, have I got the wrong thing?
I wanted to say for the body. Read them out. Like, these don't... I've never seen pork scratchings this big.
Well, these are posh.
Are they?
I don't know, I'm just trying to say that I'd get me out of a shithole if that's what I'm in. It says, hand-cooked golden crunch, the real pork, it says.
Nice.
And then it says, the perfect pub snack... It's airy pork puffs.
Ah! So they're puffed scratchings.
Yeah.
Wow, let's bring it on.
Yeah.
Adds a different meaning to the cereal thing.
Oh, yes.
Now, we have got a bowl each in front of us. Ethan, hold up your bowls.
Oh, well, yes, it's quite hard to show that the view is this, as I don't want it to tip out. I'll tilt like this.
Oof, God.
But as you can see, it's milk and pork. I'm not looking forward to this one bit, Joe, but now, in the name of your idea of funny content, it'll do it.
Now, close your eyes, because what you need to do is pretend that these are, and in the clip, Carnivore Cam said these are just salty Rice Krispies. So instead of us both eating, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Well, you go first, Joe.
So come and say.
I'm scared. Oh, no. Now
you can move away from the mic.
Oh, get that crunch in there. It's like ASMR.
It's
you like it, don't you? You dirty bastard. This is going to be your new breakfast, isn't it?
It's you not actually too bad it. Even. Oh, do you know why? Do you know why I think it is?
Why?
It's because it's... I think the puffed element of these scratchings are really doing some heavy lifting. One minute, I remember.
You actually like this. What is the puffed element? How do you add more puff to your scratchings, Joe?
You can have a bowl.
Oh, yes.
Right, sorry. Move over. Right. I need to move them out of the way because it actually isn't too bad. It's not the 1 out of 10 club. It isn't too bad, Ethan. Take it away. Have a big... Have at least 2 on your spoon.
I've got...
With a little bit of milk.
Got like 2.5 here, Drew.
I can't believe you brought puff scratchings.
Well, it's hard to find scratchings.
No, it's not.
I wasn't in like a pub.
Oh. No, don't lie. That initial bit's weird, isn't it? And then there's a slow build-up of a little bit of flavour.
The guy's right. It tastes like Rice Krispies. It does, doesn't it? He is right. It's, but also...
He was fucking spot on.
Let's just not hide away from the fact also, Drew, that Rice Krispies are crap. So it's nothing to live up to really too much, is it?
What was your cereal of choice growing up?
Good question. I was never really much of a cereal man... But if I had a choice, oh, it's really salty. Oh, I got a salty bit there. I really like salt usually, Joe. But, I've just had an amazing flashback, Joe.
That was unbelievable, that. I don't know what happened there.
Do you remember when I believe it might have been Kellogg's made the Cocoa Pops, but they made it into a straw?
Ah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I used to be so excited by them. Because you just slurp up your milk through it.
Yep.
It would become a bit soggier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And towards the latter stages, you just munch on that straw. And a bit of it would melt into the milk, wouldn't it, at the bottom?
Oh, delicious, that. Have you ever sucked up through a Kit Kat?
How can that work?
Oh, it's exactly the same, Ethan.
What?
Suck up your teeth through a Kit Kat. Delicious, mate.
Don't you have to drill a hole?
What do you mean?
Well, how does just the milk come? You can't, there's no sucking.
Sucking through the wafer.
But there's chocolate. You?
What?
Do you have to cut off the chocolate on the end?
I'd probably bite the nibs, yeah. Bup, bup, and then suck it up, mate. Not bad. Honestly, delicious.
Or is this like a tea thing?
Yeah, you can't do it with milk, I don't think. It's got to be tea. Anyway, different ways of supping up milk. Right, what's the score out of 10 for them?
It's shit. It's not delicious. It's not. I'm not getting
if
hyped about it.
If I was on a diet and here with a cereal, well, fucking hell, too, right?
You're not going on a diet that involves pork scratchings, Drew. I mean, you might think that's a good
don't
idea.
Don't be fucking rude, Ethan, because you've heard the man. This is good for you, this.
This is not good for you. If you're, Drew, what's your ambition? Do you want to get, would you like to get a bit
slimmer?
Listen,
if you were to tell me that my ambitions one day was going to have pork scratchings for breakfast, I'd be like, over the fucking moon.
Yeah, I know you would. But what I mean is, like, in terms of, like, listen, Drew.
How many calories are in those puffs?
There is, so it says per serving, only 166. It's not bad, that.
It's not bad. We've got half each.
But the fat content must be high.
Go on, read it out. What's the fat content?
8.4 grams.
How much is that?
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I, anyway. How's your diet going at the minute? What's your food of choice?
Oh, well, look, before I went away on the big trip, the big lads trip, I was really finding some rhythm. Off to the gym, the salad diet commenced. All processed meats were cut out, gone, banished from the diet.
Seen a bit.
Yeah, they were gone, and I was feeling more awake, less tired. But then I got to that airport, and I had a sip of that airport pint, that sweet, sweet Guinness. And ever since then, it set me off on a spiral. 10 out of 13 days I ended up drinking, even after Marbella. It just continued for a bit.
You went for 7?
But then the fun just... I drank the day before... I didn't drink the day before. It was the airport pint, like I said. And then it was a few days after. Just events.
Yeah, events, pints.
Being with everyone. And I got stuck in this spiral. And then I tried to stop, you see. Went back to the gym. And I just lost all my progress. And I started eating shit foods again.
Like what? I want to know. You want to know the detail. What would you eat on a night out? Or a night, sorry. Not a night out.
Well, I would... I was eating Fancy Joe, but then obviously when you come back, you start getting those cravings re-emerge suppressed for so long. However, it all ended in one moment.
What was it?
I went the other day to Morrison's, and when I went there, I got what we call a meal deal. And it was a sandwich one. A halloumi sandwich. With
double halloumi?
Yes. But I'm lactose intolerant, obviously. But that wasn't the thing that struck me. I got these things. Have you ever heard of Fridge Raiders?
Yeah. What's your meal deal? You got a halloumi sandwich and Fridge Raiders.
And an orange juice.
And what was that for then? What was up with that then? fucking hell.
But you're not going to believe what happened when I got back. I perched myself down. I was having a laugh with a few friends. Well, I've only got one friend here, Alexi. I was having a few laughs with him. Sat down. And then as I tucked into my fridge raiders, my hand went in, Joe. And all I felt was dampness, moistness, darkness.
What happened?
Well, I get it out and it's falling apart in my hand. I went, I'm not bloody eating that. And then there was Joe Smith looking across. He went, nowt wrong with that, son. And then he got his hand right in that bag, Drew. Got his hand right in that bag. Took one out, popped it. He went, oh, it is quite wet. Put it in his mouth. Oh, takes it out. We're looking in the packet. 3 months out of date.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 months God. Out of date.
It was grey. Grey processed meat.
Grey fridge raiders.
Yeah. And it was soggy, it was falling apart. Joe, obviously we're down here in this box. There's no kitchen, there's no anything, there's no water. So he's panicking. He grabs an old manky cup, spits in there, he finds an old bottle of Volvic water that someone's drank once upon a time, pours that in his mouth. Oh, he's all flustered. And honestly, Joe, I even went back to Morrison's, talked to the manager and said, this is not on. You need to check your stock. We went through all the other refrigerators and none of them else were out of date. So he tried to give me some, but I said, I think I've had enough refrigerators today. Thank you. I've lost my appetite.
You went back to Morrison's and spoke to the manager.
Joe told me, he said, we need to try and save other people.
It's quite a nice thing to do, actually. But did he come with you?
No.
Yeah, well, fucking know why. Sent you on your merry way, didn't he, with a pack of fridge raiders and an unhappy Geordie lad. Sir, how did you get hold of the manager?
Well, I took them out the bag and put them in front of him. I said, look at this. And I squeezed it and all the juice started going on the floor. It was like, do you know Gordon Ramsay? When he goes, he like gets food on someone's plate. He goes, look at this. It's shit.
Yeah.
You lost your head at him.
Should have got more than a pack of refrigerators back. You wanted a bit of compensation. Oh,
I just got a box of pineapple. He said you could have a full hot warm meal, but I said, no, thank you. That's very kind. It's all right. Just a simple mistake. And I got me pineapple and left.
You turned down a hot warm meal for pineapple?
I already had my halloumi sandwich, which bloated the hell out of me, Drew.
So it's quite a food-heavy episode, this. Yeah, because one of our main talking points on our Patreon exclusive today was me and you go fine dining. How do you describe what happened to us last Thursday, I believe?
Oh, yes, it was last Thursday. What an adventure, is what I'd say. Has the Patreon seen this yet, Drew?
No. This is coming out next Friday.
Ah, right, okay. Well, we went to a place, Joe, and you should probably give it a better introduction than me, but it was Woods, wasn't it?
Woods Restaurant, right near our favourite bar, Bunny Jackson's. It is a restaurant created by Simon Wood, who won MasterChef 2015.
Oh.
He'll be appearing on the video.
Yes.
We went fancy.
Oh, too fancy.
We had cocktails.
Oh.
Bread. Two types.
Oh.
We had mushrooms. You thought they were unbelievable, didn't you?
Incredible.
We had monkfish.
Oh, first time.
A whole possum.
A possum?
Is that what it said on the menu? Possum.
I think it was something possum.
A whole possum.
A whole possum.
A whole possum.
Fucking hell.
Well, we did. You remember it? It was the whole of it.
Oh, I might have had a bit to drink. True.
So essentially, it was a very kind invite from Simon. It said, we'll look after you. We just want to let Ethan have the great experience of fine dining. And we get there, straight away you're greeted by, oh, have a cocktail. So we did. Delicious, wasn't it, Ethan?
True. We rocked up there and he recommended Shout at the Devil. Do you remember
it? Yeah, that was the cocktail. Yeah.
Oh, and I can't even remember what was in there. But let's just say it was he put all these things in and it was a potion, wasn't it, Drew?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Oh, it was exciting.
Shout at the Devil, followed by another cocktail, followed by another cocktail. Then we took a seat in the restaurant. We're three cocktails in by this point, Ethan. We are flying. I'm a bit boozy. Well, how are you? A boozy scale, 1 to 10.
Well, when we're rocking up, obviously, just like I hadn't drank before, unlike you, I think.
First drink you've ever had?
No, sorry, Drew. As in like the first one of the evening.
Yeah.
But there was a cocktail, a few down.
Riot.
That's what. Christ, did it cause a riot?
It's fucking. I mean, even they scrapped the fucking restaurant. That was three spirits.
Yeah.
No mixer, no flavouring, no nothing. Three spirits. So let me explain to you. We're eating the food. You'll see in the Patreon episode. We're eating our food. I'll save all of the reviews for later on. It was phenomenal. We've got this riot in front of us. That's cocktail one. We decided it wasn't really for us. It was nice. It wasn't really for us. So Ethan then ordered cocktail number two for the table. So this is the ones we can see in front of us. We've already had about four or five. So cocktail number two is going to go be made. Then we had the whole possum.
Whole possum, apparently.
And the sommelier came up to us and said, "Do you know what goes well with that dish, sirs?" And we said, "What?" And what did he say, Ethan?
Oh, it was chicken we had.
Yeah. Why is it called a whole possum?
No, a possum's a different animal.
What? It definitely began with P.
It wasn't a possum. We sound ridiculous now. You can't eat possums. Do you know what a possum is, Drew?
Was it a poutine? No.
A what? A painting?
No, what is another word for a chicken beginning with P? Because it said P. It's P on the menu.
This is a possum, Drew. We didn't eat this.
Oh, fucking squirrel. What did it say on the menu then?
I can't even remember.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google it. Right, I'm going to Google it. So
in French, friendship begins with a P.
Right, Google what thingy is in French
poulet?
Then.
Poulet?
Maybe. Let me find it. So we had one cocktail in front of us. Another cocktail's been made on its way. Then they say, you want this certain drink with your food, don't you? What was it, Ethan?
What was the champagne, Drew?
He recommended champagne. So at one point, we had two cocktails. Yeah. What does it say in French? Chicken?
Poulet, I told you that. So it might have been that. That's the closest
we came to. It was a whole poulet.
Yeah, it was. It was a whole chicken. Hell. We had a whole possum. I just went along with it. I was thinking, I must have been bladdered when we had that. So I was just going along with you saying we had a whole possum. That's embarrassing,
It's embarrassing for me. I work in food. I just said I've had a whole possum.
It was a whole chicken. I knew, obviously, it was
a whole
chicken.
Poulet.
It had a wing, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't know what a possum was, though. I thought it was the whole chicken.
All right, sorry, go on.
It was a poulet.
Yeah.
So at one point, we're drinking the world's strongest cocktail with a glass of the finest champagne and then another cocktail. That was the most embarrassing moment, wasn't it? When another drink arrived after we've already got two drinks in front of us.
Well, because Simon very kindly provided the whole thing for us, didn't he? Mm. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Well,
gifted, isn't it? That's what.
That was the whole thing, I guess. But like, that was so lovely of him. So we didn't want to take the piss, Drew. But at that moment, it kind of dawned on us that maybe we were actually taking the piss a little bit. But that champagne, Drew, I must say, I never saw myself as a champagne man. Apart from obviously, I had a bit of wine on holiday.
Yeah.
So coming back, maybe my eyes opened a little bit to this world, and I must say, it was. Delicious, wasn't it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Simon, thank you very much for inviting us out to Water. Please go and book it now. If you're coming to Manchester and you've got a bit of cash to spend and it's a fancy day out and you fancy a nice meal, Woods has got a perfect environment. Lovely.
But it's worth mentioning, Drew, the menu and that, it's like kind of like inspired from like traditional like foods that we would know growing up.
Yeah.
So like he described it, and I can't even remember the names that you pointed to on the menu, but Simon says Simon says eat, so we ate. So Simon says, like, it's the poshest cheese on toast you've ever had.
It was fucking nice, wasn't it?
It was. I can't quite believe, like, explain what you want, but everything was so precise, so
fucking
delicate,
delicious.
The best mushrooms we ever had. Yeah.
How good was the butter?
Oh, the butter was amazing. What's it called? Bread sauce. That's a throwback. Wasn't it? Do you remember bread sauce, everyone?
The bread sauce.
I haven't had bread sauce for years.
Fucking phenomenal. Oh, the dessert.
Oh, and also that cocktail, the lemon meringue cocktail.
Oh,
the torch,
it's phenomenal.
The top of it. So it's like you're drinking a pudding, yeah. And then the dessert was, oh.
So me and Ethan went on a little date and we filmed the whole thing. Yeah. So make sure you get onto Patreon. A week today, it will be out. We take Ethan to a posh diner. Listen, we need to talk. I'm going to tell you this, but I don't think Joe watches these podcasts. It is October the 6th when this is coming out. I am doing Stoptober, which is no drinking in October.
Hang on a minute. We've been doing this for over a year, haven't we? Over a year.
Are you all right?
So I was just remembering though, over a year. And you done this last time, and it went to shit.
No.
It didn't fucking do it. You stopped second weekend, didn't you? Because you had some big event coming up.
Oh, fuck, I did stop second weekend. Promise me this, though. I don't want to bring it up to Joe, because he'll ridicule me.
Well, I'm going to ridicule you now, because he's right to, Joe.
Well, maybe you should stop drinking October as well.
I've had, like I said, a difficult moment, and I'm working on it.
And are you fucking hell? Yeah, it was. When was the last time I had a drink?
Well, I wasn't meant to drink yesterday, but when that fourth goal for Newcastle United went in against Paris Saint-Germain, I couldn't help but run over to that fridge, crack open a cold, cold can, and put it to my lips. Honestly, Joe.
Talk about that, because you're a Newcastle
fan. I know we don't really talk about football. I'm sorry to the viewers who... the 1% of viewers who watch us who maybe not like don't like football. But when Fabian Cher put that ball in that top corner against Donnarumma, and he done this celebration running around, I was alone in my living room, running around the living room, doing the exact same thing. Oh, well, no. Manchester United didn't play in the Champions League at the same time as Newcastle, so I had it all to myself. Wow. Amazing.
So you watched the game. Who by yourself was Adam Patterson? Not with
nope,
you?
No one there. Just me and the boys, as in the Newcastle United boys.
Yeah,
no friends.
All the men that you bring around every now and again. Yeah. So you got stuck in to what?
Oh, what beer did I get stuck into? Yeah. Well, you see, Drew, I had no beers in the fridge because I wasn't drinking. However, I did find at the back a Seven Brothers 9% beer that I bought. Realised it was 9%. God. Thought that would be horrible. So I thought, get that down, your son. Let's enjoy this moment. And, oh boy, did I enjoy beating those Parisians.
Paris Saint-Germain's.
Yeah.
Jordy's in Paris. When's that? When's the replay?
I don't know, but the after a bit of scrapping in Newcastle, the XS I read on Twitter has gone up quite a lot, Joe. The XS.
What does that mean?
Oh, the XS is the expected stabbings that's going to occur in the away game.
What's it gone up to?
Just probably through the roof now.
3-5. Fucking hell, man. Yeah. Oh, crazy. Right, anyway, that's it from us. Sorry, it's a little bit of a short one today.
How have you found the whole thing,
Joe? I found me and you cracking.
Have you? What do you think people think of it? I think I'm quite good just sat on my little corner. Just
This has been lovely. We've had a 1 out of 10 club. We've talked about our amazing time at Woods and the fact that a couple of people might get stabbed in Paris.
Yeah.
And that's all that people need on a nice Friday. Oh, yeah. Go and enjoy your Friday. Yeah. Put on a Friday tune to make you happy after this.
Yeah.
Something like Katy Perry, That Friday Night.
Well, that's a good song, isn't it? Freaky Friday by some famous artist.
Yes. Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Over to you, Ethan.
Yes, or something like
you go on.
How about Friday.
By Rebecca Black. Yay!
Yes.
You go and listen to that. I saw her live when she did that song at the end. She did four different versions of it.
Oh, that's a bit excessive.
Yep.
Should have done seven. It would have been a week of Fridays, wouldn't it?
It would be. Right, Ethan, we have recorded a brilliant episode for Tuesday with Max Smith, the one and only legend I've seen on the Stephen Tries and the Wingmen. So look forward to that. Joe's got trench foot again for a bit longer. But do you want me to say bye and then you wave?
Well, that's how we usually do things. Unless we've just changed things up now because the whole format's
going to... Why don't you wave and then ask me to say goodbye?
Oh, all right. Cool. Well, if I'm doing the Smith rule. Make sure you look at our Patreon. That's what it usually says. Yeah. Like and subscribe. We appreciate that. And as always, we'll see you again the next time. Cheerio. Wave, Joe.
Oh, sorry. Bye, guys.
Fuck off. I don't know.